As the beloved mighty Orion speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty I'm presence to bless him, to pour our love to him with such intensity that at all times he can have the door wide open through which his every power can flow back into us and through us to assist life everywhere to be free. Beloved ones of my heart, in coming tonight to enter in to a greater release of more power for victorious accomplishment, I wish to remind you that when we speak of the luminous presence of the ascended Jesus Christ or of any ascended master or cosmic being, if you will hold the picture of an oval of blazing white light within which is the presence, the luminous presence of the ascended being whose assistance you require or to whom you send your love, you will find that focus becoming permanently established in your own atmosphere. The reason for that is this. You may not even know what an ascended master's likeness is of someone whose assistance you require and who has been called to your attention. So in drawing a focus of that master's assistance into your outer use, there is placed within this oval of dazzling white light a small flame, which is the beginning of the concentrated action of that ascended master's outpouring and power of his own use of the sacred fire. Therefore, in giving to each one within that oval of blazing white light, the tiny focus of the sacred fire, that then begins to become the life center or the heart center and concentrating power of whatever you desire manifested in your outer experience life. So do not be disturbed if you do not yet know what we look like from the appearance standpoint. The day will come when, as you see within this oval of light, as you hold steady looking within that, will you see the likeness of the ascended master or cosmic being to whom you call or to whom you turn your attention. Now, this is like a cosmic mirror in a way, into which, if you will steady the mind and quiet the feelings and purify the atmosphere about you, you have drawn into your outer use what is paramount to a cosmic crystal. And looking within the blazing white light and asking for the illumination, the cosmic illumination of the ascended master's blazing light, you will never make a mistake. As you set this as a habit and give it your attention, I let it form within and around your atmosphere, you will find those to whom you send your love in the ascended master's octave will reveal themselves sooner or later. But it does require practice and the gathering of the power of light in and around your own atmosphere before the higher mental body releases through you the projected vision to reach into these higher realms of life's perfection and allow you to see some of the activities that are there, whose radiation and love pouring back to you gives you assistance in your outer physical affairs. So, as we enter in to the concentration and use of the luminous presence of the Master Jesus or anyone else in the Ascended Master octave, through this, you come closer and closer into our octave of life. And therefore, within this is the perfection into which you can reach and draw forth the power that compels the manifestation and fulfillment of your calls much more quickly and more powerfully in the affairs of the outer world. Now, if all of you in this room were to hold for perhaps a half an hour in concentrated action an oval of this blazing light within your minds and see that oval enfolding everyone in your government, you could call forth the victorious powers of ascended master government into physical conditions. And by that power of the sacred fire, you would enfold everyone in your government in the luminous presence of the cosmic Christ. As you make this a habit, and that strengthens every constructive impulse within the individuals in governmental channels, and it begins an expansion to neutralize that which is not constructive. So it renders a twofold service, and you will find becomes the peace commanding presence and the all controlling authority of ascended master government over human government. Now you have many constructive activities within your government which have been brought forth from the ascended master's octave and placed in the physical world's activities to hold that which is constructive in control of outer conditions so the people may be blessed. And this to which I call your attention tonight is a cosmic action of this great oval of blazing light within which is a focus of the sacred fire. You can hold that either is the threefold flame or the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim or any special flame of any special color whose special quality you require in any particular condition. Now I'm calling this to your attention for another reason. The hour will come when the ascended masters must step through the atmosphere of Earth to render certain assistance in controlling the powers of nature. And when that occurs, I do not say always, but most of the time, the assisting master will step out of an oval of light. You would see that oval of blazing white light first before you would see the body and the activity of the master who has come to give you assistance. So in setting this habit within yourselves of holding the picture of the great oval of blazing light, and within that the luminous presence of any ascended master you want to contact or to whom you send your love, it forms the connection through into our octave and clears you and your outer activities so you can receive clearly that which we wish to give you. Now, we do not need to clear the atmosphere from our side of life. It must all be done from your side of life, because the power of the sacred fire in the ascended master's octave is manifesting constantly everywhere in full cosmic control. But the sacred fire drawn into the physical atmosphere of Earth becomes the consuming presence that consumes the veils between the human and the divine. And since the human cannot create a blazing, dazzling white light, you are always infallibly, invincibly safe in your use of this oval of dazzling white light within which is the sacred fire, as you send your call to those who will assist you. In the instruction which the mighty Saint Germain gave this messenger in the early days of their experiences, he explained the action of the oval of light on the forehead, within which was the luminous presence. Now that has a radiation and a controlling power that protects the mental body and pours into it the light of ascended master illumination. It protects the brain structure from accepting wrong ideas in the outer, and it also prevents the mind of the individual from carrying into outer conditions thoughts that are wrong. The same thing is true of the feeling world, the emotional body. So this has a tremendous import to you all. Were you, as I said a moment ago, all within this room to concentrate on a thing of this sort for perhaps a half an hour, you would become attuned more closely to these activities of the sacred fire and the cosmic light, out of which comes all perfection. In other words, you are drawing through this picture a focus into your outer use of the cosmic light substance and the sacred fire that produces perfect manifestation. As you understand this and use it more just as a matter of habit, you will find many things occurring that surprise you, but more than that, many things occurring by which conditions in the outer world can be changed by radiation instead of by conscious action through the outer self's control. This will allow the higher mental body unconditional freedom through the outer self in controlling your affairs in the physical world. And I assure you, will be a powerful assistance to all who will make the effort to set this habit and let the momentum focus in and around you by which we can act on a moment through your outer physical affairs. And I trust it will bring you boundless blessings and eternal joy. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Now this becomes like an accumulation of power in and around you, and yet, if you understand that the action of that flame within the oval of blazing light is the concentrated love from both your mighty I Am presence and the great central sun through the physical sun, you can draw into yourselves and into your affairs this cosmic Christ love by which the universe has been created and is sustained. Therefore, since you are a miniature universe within yourselves, this can come into you and around you to produce perfection in your world just the same as it can in systems of worlds. This has another very important use in allowing the student to draw forth the power of projected vision. And it is a safeguard to you in this way. If curiosity should act through you in your desire to see something at a distance, and if the motive should be a mistake, you will find that your faculty of projected vision would not pass through this oval of blazing light if the motive were wrong. It is a short-circuiting, so to speak, of that which is wrong. And only when the motive is pure and wholly unselfish can you understand and use these greater powers of your own life, which you have used in the past and which will again come into your outer use for your greater freedom. So when the need arises for these greater powers to be released through you, they will act very much more quickly if you have already gathered a momentum of this oval of dazzling light within which is the sacred fire, a focus of that. And as you watch that, it will teach you many things about yourselves. And it will never tell you an untruth. It will never give you a destructive picture. It will never release any feeling to you except the love from the heart of creation. There are many wonderful activities of the sacred fire of which mankind in this world knows almost nothing. And so we are endeavoring to gather around those who understand this law. This assistance for your greater use and greater freedom. Now, I'm going to refer to another activity of the sacred fire, which will come into the outer physical world's use as the years go on. Centuries ago on Atlantis, there was a focus in one country of the sacred fire in its consuming activity. It was held, concentrated within a flame, and everything that was in need of purification was placed within that and returned instantly to the universal. The mighty Saint Germain told these messengers in the beginning that there would come forth in America another flame of the sacred fire anchored within this country for the sustaining of perfection. And it would be the life-giving flame. So whatever entered within it would be purified and healed. I just mention this to you that you may be a part of that accomplishment in your country. And as you establish the habit of accepting and seeing and using this oval of cosmic light within which is a focus of the sacred fire, it will more quickly bring into the outer conditions of the nation the preparation necessary for this other flame to be given. But it cannot and will not be given until certain purification takes place within your borders, either by the desire of the people or by the powers of nature and the forces of the elements. So you may have a corresponding focus of that sacred fire in your own aura if you choose to accept this and charge it daily in and around you to produce the perfection that sets you free and frees all wherever you abide. So I just leave this with you with the reminder that the sacred fire within that oval is the love which, as it expands, becomes the drawing power upon any being to whom you turn your attention until that being's approach opens the oval and steps through to you. Now, this is not an unusual action of life. This has gone on in the universe for uncountable aeons of time. And it is the beginning of the way by which individualized flames of God's heart take embodiment in the substance of a world. So as you understand it and use it, you will go deeper into the secrets of the universe. And I assure you, not one thing wrong could ever come out of that to you. But as you value your life, do not pretend to have that if it has not appeared to you. You cannot fool with the powers of the sacred fire. Because purity is the law, love is the action, and manifestation is the result. So if you care to make effort, purify yourselves, and ask this be established within your atmosphere, then we can begin this greater service to you all and through you to the world. So if you really want an infallible action of life to guide you and guard you at all times against that which is the confusion and mistakes of the outer world, then this is the way life provides by which you can always know the right thing to do. So I leave you to your own devices, and I trust that just a little use of this will begin to reveal itself to you with such happiness and such freedom from mistakes of the shadows that you will dwell within it. And as you live, move, and have your being within this conscious recognition and use of the luminous presence, one or more of the ascended hosts, you will know how real we are. And you will know that we walk beside you until that hour when the veil is lifted and we come and go to you like you associate with each other. This is the beginning of our entrance into the physical octave to render certain service to the nation and the world. And later on, it will become just the great natural action of our assistance to the people of this world as they purify themselves and raise into the perfection of ours. And then the veils are no more. So, as you understand what this great divine love of the sacred fire can do for you, I am sure you will remember to use this and call up this picture often. And as you feel the thrill of happiness that it will release within you, you will realize a very tangible power has been brought into your outer use for your freedom. And my love shall dwell within that great oval of dazzling light to convey to you that which only love can give. So I trust you will understand the freedom we want you to have and the action of the cosmic law by which you attain it. So to your own victory do I commend you, and to the full illumination of the sacred fire, may you dwell within its blazing love and wisdom and eternal power. Thank you forever. Thank you, beloved mighty Orion, for the gift of your love and the help which we want so much to draw into all outer physical conditions. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible, all-powerful, ascended master, miracle love from the heart of creation. And may the fullness of that great oval of blazing, dazzling light enfold each one. Go before us, clear the way, and draw the power of the sacred fire into all physical conditions. For they have been raised into the perfection of the ascended master's octave for eternity. and we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us with the great oval of your luminous presence and step through and reveal yourself to those who love you. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Orion. And thank you, all the ascended host of light and the hosts of the sacred fire, for your love to this world and all that is brought into outer manifestation to bless those who pass this way. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sacred fire of your own heart's flame. Go before us and clear the way. Hold the dominion of the seven mighty Elohim everywhere the human shadows seem to be. And beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not out of it, and pouring into its distress the love from the ascended master's octave in that oval of blazing light. Let the sacred fire descend and do its perfect work for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charge it with that one mighty stroke of the blazing presence of beloved mighty Orion. May the love from his heart set the sacred fire into action wherever we call it forth to hold command of this world for eternity. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those on this radiation, expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. And now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power of the sacred fire into this physical world that compels perfection here for eternity. Now, as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, we ask every being of God and God's perfection in the universe, the beloved mighty I Am presence and the ascended host, almighty perfection of eternity, to release whatever sacred fire's indestructible purity and purifying protection to all on this radiation from whom we call necessary to wipe out of the physical octave everything that is of the sinister force as quickly as possible. We thank thee.